near and dear to my heart, the Perth Regiment did free my mom and dad in North Holland at the tail end of the World War. So, yes, I invite everybody to get to the Cenotaph on November the 11th.
And just a quick shout-out, a lot of positive comments this year on the poppy netting that is along the bridges and along the bushes near the Cenotaph. Quite striking. Yeah. All the volunteers, all the work put into that poppy netting, and it's quite striking.
It is. I think of that, and in recent years, I can't think of something more striking. And I was just listening last night to the news. It has inspired other communities to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the crocheting, the knitting that goes into that. Thank you to that group, the group of committed women. That adds a whole different dimension when you cross the bridge and there it is.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just beautiful.
Absolutely. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Rithma with housing and homelessness in the discussion.
You. And you know what? Let's carry over from World War II in particular, where the government built thousands of homes across Canada to meet the needs of veterans returning from the war. We look at the former fairground site, Glastonbury area, where those wartime houses still are useful today. When we look at what's going on in our nation and our communities, you know, that's the challenge we have right now, building more affordable housing, whether they're single detached, whether they're semis, whether they're apartment style, condo style, whether they're rental. That's a big challenge. And a couple of things that's going on that I want to mention, the federal government and provincial government are working together on a new rebate program for the portion of the HST with the province, that being rescinded to first home buyers. And I'm looking forward to seeing that. That might, one, make it more affordable to purchase a home, and also maybe to kickstart. We are lagging right now in housing starts with all the uncertainties going on in our world with trade tariffs. The housing isn't being built right now that meets the demand or even the projection of the federal and provincial governments. So that rebate with regards to the HST is coming forward. The other piece that I want to talk about this morning with regards to the housing crisis is that the work of AMO and housing crisis, in particular supportive housing, permanent supportive housing, because I'm a firm believer that the solution to homelessness is permanent supportive housing. And AMO currently is working with a couple agencies across Ontario for them to get data on how homelessness affects local communities, not only the individuals, but the impact of homelessness on police services, fire services, social services, mental health and addiction. So I'm looking forward for them to retain that data, share it with the province and saying, this is why we need more dollars for permanent supportive housing. So some good news, but once again, it takes some time to get to where we need to get. I know we have a great gap piece coming up this winter with the housings, the warming center, the extension of the hours of the connection center. So it's heavy lifting and it requires three levels of government. And I'm glad with the warming center, we're doing our part.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's talk about automated speed enforcement.
As I've shared, I've shared this in the past. Council did give direction to staff to enter into a contract with the company to provide automatic speed enforcement cameras in our community, whether they're in at intersections and whether they're on major thoroughfares. I think of places like Ontario Street, Erie Street, Huron Street. Those are made, you know, provincial byways. But where speeds, I believe, are excessive. Also our local streets as well. But we didn't get to the point of signing on to that contract. Other municipalities have signed on and are currently paying for that service. The news here this morning is that the government is looking at fast-tracking a bill that allows for that to be stopped, those ASEs to be stopped. And
so this is the photo radar.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. And so they're going to pass a bylaw or make a motion and pass that it won't be allowed in municipalities. We know some of the data that is being provided. I just looked at data out of Toronto that with the photo radar, they see a decrease in speeds of up to 45%. So I'm glad that AMO, once again, our Association of Municipalities of Across, representing 444 municipalities, are taking up this challenge and are hopefully working collectively with the province to say, give us an opportunity at least continue with them in school zones and to address speeding in our communities. I think it's more beneficial than reducing speed limits on the roads. It's an enforcement piece, a tool that we desperately could use in our community.
Okay, and some changes with Provincial Conservation Authority that folks might
Wow, another big one. The government has proposed, and there's going to be a 45-day review period. They're proposing a Provincial Conservation Authority. They're going to reduce, at this point, they're going to reduce, and this is a huge change with regards to conservation authorities, from 36 down to 7, and put it under a provincial auspices. We currently are served by the Upper Thames Conservation. This will be huge. The idea here that they have is that it will streamline and standardize the service and allow municipalities to build homes quicker and to get infrastructure and do other projects quicker. A little concerned about the environmental piece here, but we'll see where that goes over the 45-day review period that's coming up. And so it's an opportunity for the existing conservation authorities to chime in, and also the public as well.
Okay, thanks for the update on that. And let's look at Crime Prevention Week.
Yeah, it's a big week. We're in the midst of it. I believe it goes until the 8th of November. I think of all the things that we do as a municipality, number one is that around safety of our residents and safety in all aspects. Later this morning, I'm going off to do a ride along with Constable Darren Fisher, and we're going to go into school zones where we've changed some signages for parking, etc., and look at the safety in school zones as boys and girls navigate coming and going from school. So this is an important week. I also want to share the theme, and that's working together to protect Ontario. And one of the people, organizations, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, is that of working together with not only the police services, fire services for safety of our community, but also Crime Stoppers. And I encourage people to engage with Crime Stoppers. To date this year, we had 390 tips come into Crime Stoppers in our local area, Huron, Perth. 23 arrests that have been made. Our top tip is around drug trafficking. Certainly, break and enter is huge. Traffic offenses, weapon offenses are high on the list, but I encourage residents to reach out to either Stratford Police and or Crime Stoppers. Perhaps we can post this, but 1-800-222-TIPS is what you call for Crime Stoppers. I want to end with regards to the Crime Stoppers, Crime Prevention Week. A huge shout out to our men and women that serve on the street every day in our cruisers for the job they do. It's changed significantly over the years, but also those non-uniform individuals that do work behind the scenes that serve us every day.
Okay.
And especially during Crime Prevention Week.
Well, thank you. And say hi to Constable Darren Fisher.
I will this morning.
Let's spotlight Stratford Transit.
Never shy to talk and brag about our transit system, a system that with a city our size, less than 35,000, there are few communities in Ontario or Canada that offer 7 days a week service, full days of numerous different routes. perhaps we, you know, we could augment I think the one thing that's coming up during the budget piece is what about service into our industrial parks, maybe expanding that service so the night shift can use the service both going to work and coming home. You know, I'm so proud of that service, not only with regards to providing transportation for our individuals that do not want to have a car or can't afford to have a car, but the positive impact it has on our climate action plan. I look this morning at our on-demand service that continues to grow in numbers. We see it in the numbers improving of ridership, particularly on Sundays, but also the service provided, the on-time service, is up from 89% from last year to 92% this year, which I think is exceptional. So I want to certainly thank those drivers. I want to thank our manager, Mike Mosley, and his team for offering an amazing service. But I also want to shout out, I had an email from a bus driver, a charter bus driver out of Toronto. He had a group of students here from Toronto to see a festival performance last week, and one of our transit drivers helped him, a bus that wouldn't start, and they were held up trying to get back to Toronto and having issues with getting service to that bus. He provided booster cables. They got that bus started, and they got home safely, and they sent me an email, so a shout-out. I believe it was Tim from transit. For his support for, you know, visitors in our community.
Oh, very good. We're in conversation with City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Now, Martin, we've still got lots to talk about, mm-hmm. celebrating some great community events, but I've got a note here about trade tariffs. Can we skip this one?
We can skip it. We'll skip it.
It's just tariffs.
Yeah, it is trade tariffs, but it will impact, and it certainly is going to reflect in this budget that we were talking about. You know, the biggest news is right now, and it's not the end of the world, but the U.S. president has stopped the trade tariffs talks with the U.S. We know that CUSMA or the USMCA, whatever you want to, that free trade agreement that we've had since 1964 that's been tweaked all along, the last one in 2020 came into effect, which the current president was a big part of. It's that right now is protecting 85% of our manufacturing. It's certainly not protecting the lumber or the steel or the aluminum. The budget that was just passed, it is going to talk to or speak to those investments, the decrease in investment that's taking place, not only by Canadian companies in Canada, but U.S. companies and global companies because of that uncertainty. And so I want to bring this up this morning. We are in the throes of bilateral agreements. Mark Carney just came back from Indonesia, and I'm happy with that bilateral agreement, you know, where they've increased the amount of trade between Indonesia and Canada by 30% to $3 billion a year. But we have to put that in context where we have a trade agreement currently with the U.S. that's $3.6 billion a day. So you think about all those hundreds of bilateral agreements, because we can't shrink the ocean. It's there. And that's where that we have to have patience with that trade talk. And I remind residents of that. That is such an important trade partner that, you know, when you look at $3.6 billion a day, all those other agreements, you know, $1.3 trillion a year, so that we'd have to cross oceans to try to match. So the theme for me this morning is being patient, but certainly we will continue as a nation and as a local municipality to try to build bilateral agreements with other nations and other unique companies as well.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's celebrate some great local events. My gosh, the successful Empty Bowls.
Yeah, the return of that. That was hard hit by the pandemic. That's a word I haven't used much. We have a new pandemic. That's trade tariffs. But, you know, a huge shout out to the individuals that came and supported. I think there was something like 400 bowls. Just an amazing fundraiser for the House of Blessing. A huge shout out to restaurants and organizations provided soup, chili, and other bowl food items and auction items. I always say that each organization needs at least one signature event, and I'm glad the House of Blessing is back on there.